Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 to 22. Stand by for the title. Saving Baptism. Saving Baptism. Now, Peter's in the argument here, making an argument here, about believers and their progressive sanctification. He's reached the point where he has spoken of Christ and his glorious redemption. But he's also made the point that in the days of Noah, when he was a preacher of righteousness, preparing for the ark and so on, the flood, Noah, for those years of preaching before the flood, preaching righteousness, so few believed, 8 souls in all, the vast majority just mocked and ridiculed. And we know that as in the days of Noah, so it will be today. And what is that? The preaching of the gospel today, most people reject it, ignore it, pass it by, no interest. But the few believed, how few there are who are saved. Now, Peter says that all this, the Noah's Ark, going back to that, is a picture, an illustration of the real redemption in Christ. That's his point here. Let me just read it to you. Chapter 3, verse 20. He's spoken of the spirits in prison who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water. That water which came and destroyed the world, destroyed the ungodly. Those who will not believe, those who believed, were saved, delivered by this water, but those who did not believe perished. So it is today. Whoever believes on the Lord Jesus Christ is saved. But John chapter 3, if a man or a woman will not believe, he's condemned already. John 3, 18, 19 and on. Well, it was like this in the ark. That was only a picture, but it was a graphic picture. The water bore up the 8, but it destroyed the majority. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. It comes into the new covenant and it shows the new covenant salvation. The new covenant salvation by baptism. Now, whatever is this, whatever it is not water. The water was in the old covenant or before the old covenant in the days of Noah. There's the water there. There's the illustration. What's the reality? Well, the reality is the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ and the righteousness of Christ, the salvation of Christ. Christ is the ark. He bears us up. He carries us. He's the refuge and so on. Letter to the Hebrews is very clear on this. So what is this baptism that now saves you? Well, Peter's speaking about spiritual baptism. You get it in Romans 6. You get it in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. The Spirit sanctifies us, separates us, calls us out, lifts us out. You get all this taught in Romans 6, Galatians 3, Colossians 2, and so on and so on and so on. It must be regeneration. It must be separation from the world. The 8 were in the ark. The majority were outside the ark. Spiritual baptism is bringing us into the ark. And it's trust in Christ following regeneration. Well, outside the ark, all were under the flood. Inside the ark, all were born up in safety and deliverance. And as Peter goes on to argue here, and we'll follow in a later discourse, it's all in Christ and his resurrection. Now, I've argued all this out more fully in my Infant Baptism Tested and Baptist Sacramentalism. And if you want to see my arguments there, you can read them in full. It's not infant baptism. It's not adult baptism. It's not even believer's baptism. It's regeneration by the Spirit. This is the baptism of the Spirit. This is the washing in the Spirit. This is the renewal by the Spirit. And it's being born again and trusting Christ. This is the baptism saves you. My friend, you may have been sprinkled as a baby. You may have been immersed as an adult. That does not save. Are you trusting Christ? Have you been born again and are you trusting Christ? Turn from your sins and call upon the name of the Lord. That baptism, that work, that salvation saves you. All the water in the world, by all the priests in the world, with all the robes in the world, will never, never save us all. Don't be deluded, my friend. There is no salvation outside the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ the Lord. So trust him now. Amen.